Hello everyone, my name is Debbie and I am going to talk about autism. But before we do that, I would like to introduce myself. As I said, my name is Debbie and I am an educator and working with all types of disabilities. For many years I worked with the hearing impaired, mild to moderate disabilities, and my favorite, autism. So today what we're going to talk about is seeing the end. Seeing the end, it means that the kids need to see the end of an activity. If you have kids that are not motivated, that don't want to come to the table and do their work, it's because maybe they need something to help them see the end of their results. So what I mean by that is that some kids need a timer. They need to say, okay, when the time is done, then I get to do what I want to do. And that is one way that, or they just get a break, like a 5-minute break to do whatever they need to do. The other one is make a list, and they get to check off the list as they work. So let's say you have 5 things that you want them to do. So you make a list of 5 things and make a little box and have them check off each time that they did it, and then ask them what they want to do when they're done with that. So that's what you would do first. Say, okay, first work, then what is going to be the activity that you want to do. Maybe it's extra time on the iPad, maybe it's just playing in their room, it could be a lot of things, or playing outside. But those are some of the things that will help them stay motivated while they're working. And sometimes if it's just a timer, it can be like a sand timer, you know, an hourglass type thing. And then it could be you're on your watch or on your phone where you set the timer. You agree on a time and try to increase it over time. Maybe you start out with 15 minutes and then they get 5 minutes break time. Or maybe you started at 20, but you need to reach what goal you want them at in order for them to complete the task that they have. And I don't think it's something that we can work with for a while and then take it away completely. I think that they need to see that. I think it's very important. I think it helps them understand that, okay, I have to do my work first and then I get to do what I want to do too. So those are 2 ways that you can have, is one, set a timer, and the other one, make a list. The other one is also the PECs, where you have pictures, okay, they do this and then they get to do that. And that's good to use even in the classroom, where they have, okay, they take one of the pictures off the PECs, they do that activity, they put it in the all done bin, and that will help them kind of focus on what they need to do. So those are 2 ways that you can, or actually 3 ways. One is the timer, the next is the list, and that they check off. You can use like a little whiteboard and just, you know, write out the stuff and make little boxes on the side, and then, okay, well, you did activity 1, let me check that off. You did activity 2, let's check that off. And have them check it off, not you. Have them do it. So they can see, okay, I'm in control here. I'm going to do these activities, and then I get to work for what I'd like to have. So those are some of the things that would help with, you know, getting them to stay motivated, that they can see the end. Another thing is, like, let's say you're just doing a 1 activity, and it's like you have these little squares and you want them to fill in the little blanks, especially for elementary students, like kindergarten, first grade. You put the letters first to spell cat. And then when they get done, they pick out the letters, put them on the little card, and with Velcro, and then they take them off, and then they put them in a bag. They're done. And then they do the next one. So they see all the cards, and they see everything, and they know what's done. But as they move through the activity, then they can, put it in the bag, and as they put it in the bag, they're seeing, okay, when I get done with this, then I can move forward. So, and then praises as they're doing it, you know, thumbs up, way to go, all those kind of things are important. They respond well to, all kids do, it doesn't matter, we all like praises, and for that matter. So make sure you give them praises and encouragement. Be excited yourself, like, wow, you know, you really did that, that's really great, you know, you're doing a good job. Don't you gotta, your tone of voice will help too. If you feel frustrated, they're gonna feel frustrated, believe me, because we know that they're very sensitive to sound and light and touch. So, and they are also to our voice. If we sound like, oh, you know, we're dreading this as much as they are, then they're gonna pick up on that too. We gotta sound like, okay, this is gonna be fun, we're gonna get through this, and then you get to do what you want to do. And then set a time for them when you give them a break, set a timer. It depends on their age. You know, if they're older, they can do like 3 to 5 minutes is fine. Younger kids may need a little bit more time. I'd say at least 5 minutes, and then getting back to the table. So now we're talking about, we gave them a break. I'm going to talk now for just a little bit about younger kids, and we've given them a break, and now we want them back at the table, and it is a struggle. So they like to spend a little more time on their break. So we already make a new list of what they're going to do next, and we have to figure out how to get them back on the table without the struggle. So find out what they like. Are they interested in trains or the ocean or animals? What is it that they are fixated at that they like? And then take that, like, let's say animals. Let's go with animals. So you find a picture of, like, a farm. And then you find little pictures of farm animals. And you laminate those, and then you drop one on the floor and they pick it up, and as you walk towards the table, they keep picking it up. And on the table is the farm itself, a barn or a house or whatever you have chosen for your picture. And then they get to play with that for about 2 minutes. Now you have them back, they're engaged, and they'll start. And then you start going through your list. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do these four things. And then when you're at, what are you going to work for? Are you going to work for iPad? Are you going to work for a free time in the play area? Or are you going to work where you want to draw? Some kids like to draw or color and those kind of things. And then that's how you keep them engaged and motivated. Another thing is that when they do come back to the table, maybe have a preferred activity to start them out, and then do maybe a non-preferred activity that they can work on and do and enjoy, knowing that, okay, I'm going to do preferred activity, and then I'm going to do a non-preferred activity, but I'm going to do my best, you know, to take your time with it and stuff. Also, don't forget to read to them. Where they just relax for a minute, you sit close as you can to them, and read a story that they're excited about, and put some feeling into it so they can enjoy the excitement of a story. And if they're in whatever they're interested, if they're interested in animals, maybe start out stories with animals or trains or the ocean, and talk about it with them and let them look at the pictures and enjoy the story. Sometimes we forget we need to, I know you can do, like, teachers have to do the whole group, and I understand that, but sometimes if we can just do a one-to-one, maybe a para, or if you're at home, it doesn't have to be an older sibling, somebody that can just sit with that one-to-one and do some story time. Well, that's about it for this podcast, and this is my first, and so I hope you have enjoyed it, and I'm going to try to do a little story at the end about different situations that I've been in with children. I may do some again and again, because different people will listen to different podcasts, so you may hear the story once or twice throughout my podcast. But this one is a little girl. We were at lunch, and I at this time went to lunch with my students, and I had a little girl, and she said, where does your mommy live? And I said, well, my mommy lives in heaven. And she says, you didn't want to go? And I said, no, I'm not going to go right now. So I'll end with that and hope you have a great and blessed day. And thank you for listening. I really appreciate it.